Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Peacemaker Resources of Bemidji offers tools for building peace that lead to respectful relationships and healthier individuals, families, and communities. It started as a pilot program in one Bemidji school about 20 years ago, and Peacemaker trainings are making an impact across Minnesota in schools, businesses, organizations, and personal relationships. In collaboration with the Department of Education, Peacemaker Resources is offering a number of workshops next week that are open to anyone who works with youth, whether you're in the education field or not. And here to tell us more about these workshops is Lindsay McMurrin, who is a social emotional learning specialist as well as a prevention specialist for Peacemaker. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So glad you're here. Peacemaker is partnering with the Department of Ed, the School Safety Center, for a program called Restorative Practices in Schools and Communities. What kinds of skills and understanding will be covered in these workshops?
You know, Katie, restorative practices are really drawn from traditions of Indigenous people and communities of color all around the world. They're grounded in common knowledge that people are profoundly relational, interconnected, and inherently good. Restorative practices really involve ways of creating community that honors the importance of relationships amongst all members of that community. They include practices to repair harm, and to address the needs of everyone impacted when conflict arises. They also are very useful just in everyday, in our everyday world, to really foster valuing each other, building relationship, and really creating a sense of community that we all strive for.
Can you give us some examples of what a restorative practice would look like?
Sure. The idea of restorative practices really comes from the idea, in particular when we're talking about in schools, about how discipline, when conflict arises, is really about teaching, right? It kind of throws out that idea of just punishment for the sake of punishment, and instead really looks at helping our young people and all of us in community learn to solve problems versus just seek out retribution and that type of thing.
Okay. In, let's say, regular human relationships outside of school, what kind of language is involved in restorative communication?
Right. You know, it really goes back to what we talk about a lot at Peacemaker Resources as well. We're all about communication, compassion, and connection. So really, it's putting the value of the other individual in that relationship that we have with them at the center. It's more so about building community, building a sense of trust, honoring another person and their good intentions, even when conflict may arise. I think of even our daily interactions, say, in a grocery store or between a parent and child. Really, it's getting at the root of the issue, seeking out what that need might be, that it needs to be fulfilled, and figuring out healthy ways to communicate that.
Huh. I know the workshops next week, There will be workshops in Bemidji and in Red Lake.
That's right.
And we'll talk about the Red Lake workshop in just a moment. But in Bemidji, there were three sections to the workshops.
Yeah. So there's still room available in all of our workshops next week. There's three different circles being held. The first is a community building circle, and that is really our introductory session for beginning the journey into restorative practices. And what that circle will really focus on is exploring relationship, building rapport, seeing the whole human in yourself and in others. People will discuss who they are as people, what their own values are, own values also in relationship with one another, and then look at how we can honor those who touch our lives on a daily basis. So really, it's getting at the foundational concepts that restorative practices is really grounded in. There are two other circles as well. One is restorative language and chats. The participants in this circle will practice restorative chats, which are quick, in-the-moment, guided conversations to help resolve problems early before they get bigger. We'll share ideas on how to teach those questions to students or to other folks that you're working with in community. And then lastly is a little bit more intensive session, and this is repairing harm. Circle to Repair Harm. That circle process really supports the community's work to be in right relationship with each other and can be used to repair harm, especially when the harm may require several sessions or ongoing support. Mm. So that's when those conflicts might get bigger. That session will really delve into the right way to handle conflict and also to build the skills within the individuals you're working with to really, again, seek what's at the heart of the problem.
Yeah. That's Lindsay McMurrin. She's a social emotional learning specialist with Peacemaker Resources. Peacemaker is partnering with the Minnesota Department of Ed for workshops and learning opportunities for teachers and really anybody working with other humans.
Exactly.
Next week, August 13th through 16th. So those trainings at the Bemidji High School. And there's also next week on Wednesday, the 14th, there will be a training at the Red Lake School that's focused on trauma-sensitive schools. And I was wondering if you could tell us, what does it mean to be a trauma-sensitive school?
One of the things we're really realizing about the impact of trauma is that it compromises our ability to engage with others by replacing patterns of connection with patterns of protection. Mm. And that makes it really difficult to build relationship, to be able to engage in learning in the school setting. And so one of the things that we have been actively working on with schools in the area is that basis for understanding the impact of childhood adversity, the impact of intergenerational and historical trauma, not only on the students that our schools are working with, but as well as on the teachers, the administrators, the support staff, all of those people who are so meaningful and have such a large role in our kids' lives. We need to understand our own stories and how we've been impacted by our experiences and to really understand how that may play out in the way that we interact with our students and others around us as well.
It's so fascinating that, what did you say, patterns of communication get
Patterns of connection are replaced with patterns of protection. So
powerful.
I think we can all think about that idea of walls going up, right, when we feel mm-hmm. threatened. And we know with those most impacted by trauma, those walls go up quickly and they serve a purpose, right, for protection. But what we really want to do is build skills, build that sense of safety and trust within and among individuals so that those skills that are necessary to be able to navigate everywhere in our world in times when we're not being threatened, but where it may seem like that, right, in terms of being in school and being disciplined, you know, there's safety, there's red flags that go up for those who have experienced a lot of trauma. And part of what our job is as caring, competent adults in our children's lives is to give them the skills to be able to navigate those worlds, no matter what kind of experiences they may be facing.
Could you share a couple practices that people might implement in order to be more sensitive and create a better environment for somebody who is living with trauma? And a lot of people are carrying around different traumas,
yeah.
and just to generally be a more sensitive person,
yeah.
could impact peace on great levels.
Most definitely. Research shows that 2/3 of us have experienced adversity in childhood. And so when we talk about trauma, it's not talking about those people, it's talking about all of us, mm-hmm. right? So I think the first and most important thing that can be done is just raising that awareness and understanding. It's really about shifting the mindset from what's wrong with you when you see behaviors you don't understand to what may have happened to that person that's leading them to react in this way. So practicing the pause is a really important first step and something I think all of us, no matter what your profession or your daily walk in life, can really practice, not only for the other person, but for ourselves as well. So taking a moment to pause, take a deep breath, because the other thing we know is that deep breaths help us connect back to the thinking part of our brain, right? And then we're able to respond more thoughtfully instead of that gut reaction that may come out of seeing something or hearing something that we don't understand.
Those are great pieces of advice. Peacemaker Resources is having, you have an exciting
yes.
date coming up, excuse me. Friday, there is a community event and a groundbreaking event that are happening. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Yeah. So first off, around 11:30 on Friday, there is a groundbreaking ceremony to celebrate the beginning of the building of the Headwaters Peace Center. This building will house the Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, as well as our organization, Peacemaker Resources. We'll have office space there and also conduct our programming and events that help build community work towards social justice. And of course, we'll continue to offer classes and trainings on social emotional learning topics. So that groundbreaking is at 11:30 on Friday out near the high school, 1833 McGrantip Road Southwest, corner of 5th Street and Highway 2.
Excellent. And then there's a community gathering happening Friday evening, 4 to 7,
that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our Mwanji Edim, our coming together celebration. It's a gathering to bring families together to share a free meal, build relationships, and strengthen our sense of community. It's this Friday, August 9th, from 4 to 7, rain or shine at Diamond Point Park. And it's really the kickoff for this year's Building the Bridge series, which is our ongoing work to build relationship between our Native and non-Native communities in the area as part of that long-term goal of truth, healing, and reconciliation in our area.
Yeah. That is Lindsay McMurrin. If you're interested in registering for any of those workshops we were discussing, connect with Peacemaker Resources. You can call them at 218-444-8048 or go to the website peacemakerresources.org. Thanks for coming in, Lindsay, and thanks for all the work Peacemaker is doing. It's actually having an impact on the world. So thank you.
Yep, miigwech.
Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.